Awesome Lusaka.
Feel the power. Power. 1.3 FM.
Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka. Lusaka. Feel the power.
Get interactive. Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. 0955-997-997. Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one.
A new source of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 91.3 FM. 91.3 FM. Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka. Lusaka. Feel the power.
Keeping it cool on Power FM.
I don't wanna be an ordinary lover.
On Power FM, bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Refugees have been convicted for breaching immigration laws. Former President Edgar Lungu has expressed deep concern over the termination of aid to Zambia's health sector by the U.S. government. In international news, dozens of white South Africans have arrived in the U.S. under the Trump refugee plan. And in sports, FAS president and his deputy are off to the FIFA Congress in Asuncio, Paraguay.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Department of Immigration has noted with concern the increasing number of cases involving refugees contravening the immigration and refugee laws of Zambia. On the 9th of May 2025, several refugees were convicted for offences including unauthorised movement outside designated areas and conducting business without permits. Among those convicted was Mohamed Awil Hashi, a Somali refugee fined 10,000 kwacha for being in Dola without authorization. Two Congolese refugees in Mazambuka were fined 1,200 kwacha each for operating shops without permits, while a Burundian refugee in Chiwombo was fined 800 kwacha for leaving his settlement without a valid gate pass. Additionally, two Congolese refugees in Kitwe were fined 500 kwacha each for selling groceries without employment permits. These convictions formed part of 27 immigration-related judgments handed down that day. Between 9th and 11th May, the department also removed 243 illegal immigrants and denied entry to 9 individuals for failing to meet entry requirements. Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namatin Shinka has since urged all refugees and foreign nationals to strictly adhere to immigration laws, warning that non-compliance will be met with firm enforcement measures. In another development, Citizens First National Youth Chairperson Maxwell Chongo has expressed concern over the persistent load shedding. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Chongo says load shedding is affecting youths who are into business. He says the continuous power outages are also affecting various families as they are failing to earn a decent living. Mr. Chongo alleges that the UPND administration has neglected youths who want to venture into various income generating activities.
I'm a business now. Today, as we speak, people are going for over 2 days without electricity. We know about women that are trying to feed their families, that are selling freezits or ice blocks, Makombon. Their business has gone down because there's no electricity. We know about fathers that are trying hard to earn a living through welding. Their businesses have gone down because there's no electricity. We know about our sisters that have got saloons and are trying hard to earn a living. their businesses have gone down because there's no electricity. We know about brothers that have got barbershops and are trying hard not to become criminals by doing the right thing, and their businesses have gone down. We know about the youths that were chased from the markets, from the bus stations, in the name of no Kadarism, but this government has not given them anything to do.
Former President Edgar Lungu has expressed deep concern over the termination of aid to Zambia's health sector by the United States government. In his address to the nation on his Facebook page, monitored by Power FM News, Mr. Lungu attributed the decision to the alleged corruption and mismanagement of funds by the current government. Mr. Lungu noted the significant progress made in the fight against HIV/AIDS, tuberculosis and malaria through partnerships with donors, including the U.S. government. He emphasized that the withdrawal of aid will have severe consequences on the health sector, particularly for ordinary citizens who rely on these programs for life-saving treatment. The former president further called on President Hakainde Hichilema to take responsibility for the alleged corruption and mismanagement of funds during his tenure. Mr. Lungu also urged the government to act swiftly to address the situation and ensure the continuation of essential health services. Government has disbursed over 6 million kwacha funds to Chongwe constituency as part of the 2025 Constituency Development Fund CDF allocation. In the past 4 months, the Ministry of Finance has released funding to Chongwe Municipal Council to support key sectors like secondary school boarding bursaries under the CDF program. Council Public Relations Officer Peter Sungkwa explained that the funds received in two phases are earmarked for youth and women empowerment, skills development and secondary school boarding bursaries.
These funds have been received between the period of February to April 2025, and the total sum of 6,205,128 kwacha 20 ngwe has been received in the account of Chongwe Municipal Council CDF account. To date, we wish to announce that the local authority has facilitated the payment of secondary school boarding fees for term 1 to over 700 pupils enrolled in 25 secondary schools. We also wish to state that we are appealing to those head teachers whose schools have not received nor their funds to provide Chongwe Municipal Council with necessary documents to ensure timely disbursement of funds to all eligible pupils.
In international news, a group of 59 white South Africans has arrived in the U.S. where they are to be granted refugee status. President Donald Trump has said the refugee applications for the country's Africana minority had been expedited as they were victims of racial discrimination. The South African government said the group were not suffering any such persecution that would merit refugee status. The Trump administration has halted all other refugee admissions, including four applicants from war zones. Human Rights Watch described the move as a cruel racist twist, saying that thousands of people, many black and Afghan refugees, had been denied refuge in the United States. The group of white South Africans who landed at Dulles Airport near Washington, D.C. on Monday received a warm welcome from U.S. authorities. Still in international news, diplomatic relations between France and Algeria have reached a new low following Algeria's recent expulsion of 15 French diplomats.